Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you so much for blessing us. You are a good, good Father, and we're so grateful for you. I'm not sure what's going on with my headphones, but anyway, I just want to say thanks, guys, for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and we love you and appreciate you. What a beautiful song that we got to hear by Evolution Worship. I'm going to play some more songs as we are trying to get into the Spirit of God. And I do want to pray as we're working our way. Father, we love you and thank you so much for everything that you do for us. And we ask for a special blessing over this show today. Father, we ask that you bless your children, if not for one. Say what you need to say to them and bless their hearts. We love you and we thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for the opportunity to praise you and to love you. In Jesus' name, we ask all our blessings. Amen. So we're going to continue to meditate on Christ together here at Solar Records Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Love you.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again. You are Alpha.
We give you all.
glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor, yeah, yeah. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. 'Cause you are great, you do miracles so great.
So much for blessing us. You are so good. You are so awesome, and we are so blessed because of who you are. There truly is no one else like you, and we just want to lift your holy name up in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us and keeping us despite who we are. And Father, we know that you love us. You always are there for us, and we're so grateful. We can't even begin to thank you enough, but we can praise your holy name, Father. And that's what we're doing here this morning on Solar Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you. And wherever you guys are in the world, Father, touch out my brothers and sisters. Heal their bodies. Give them direction. Heal their minds. Take any destructive thoughts or things that may hurt them or cause confusion and show them your loving guidance, Father. We trust you right now in Jesus' name. And we love you so much and appreciate you. We know it's all about love for you, Father, and we love you back. And we're doing our best to be our best. And we're so grateful for who you are. And thank you for sending your son here to redeem us, to save us, and to bring us home to you. We love you much because you are so bigger than any situation that we can be in, Father. So for my brothers and sisters out there that are concerned and think that, you know, it's a little too late, it's never too late. God is here. He's ready for you. He's waiting for you to turn your life over to him, to give him a chance. We sometimes, we do what we do. We go through what we go through. Sometimes we allow for things in our past to stop us from going forward. But we can't continue to look in the rearview mirror. Looking in the rearview mirror really distorts our vision forward. We got to focus on where God is trying to take us. Like the pastor said today in church, so wonderful. Like, you know, sometimes the church finds itself in a place where it's just stuck on, you know, doing things the way it used to do things. And it's dying in the process. It's not growing. It's not growing because people are just saying, this is the way we want it to be. And we can't hear God's word. We can't pay attention to what God's trying to tell us because we're just stuck on the way that we used to do things. And when God brings someone into your life or people in your life to bless you, you really need to pay attention. You know, sometimes we are so full of where we come from that we can't see where we're going. We got to get out of that. Come on, guys, we can do this. We can do this. And God loves you, and he wants you to be blessed, you know, but we get caught up, and we're not paying attention. How bad was it for, you know, the Jews when they could not accept Jesus Christ when he came? They were so caught up in the law. With the, you know, they thought the law was, and it can't be Jesus Christ. He can't be the Son of God. And he was so caught up in the wrong thing that they could not see what was happening right in front of them. You know, and so we have to get out of our way. You can, you know, there's other things that I want to share with you about this, but I want to continue to praise him. God is good, and we have to just open our hearts. I heard someone say the other day, they were saying how wonderful God is and how wonderful this lady is that preaches. And now she doesn't preach, but she teaches in Bible studies. How wonderful. And I thought, oh, she is awesome. And then in the same breath, I heard someone say, oh, she's liberal. What is that? Because someone... A political background is one thing. What does it have to do with their walk with Christ? You know, and it's like we have to make sure that we stop allowing ourselves to be torn apart. We are better together. And if we don't think that, we never will be. If you just go, no, we're not. We are. We were put here together. God put us here together, not to beat up on each other, but to love on each other. We're supposed to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Christians, especially. You Christians, you know that. So it's the Christians that are so critical of each other so often, which is really sad because we're not paying attention. Please, let's not judge each other. Let's love each other. That's God's job to judge us. We're not God. Who do we think we are that we can sit there and beat up on each other? We need to love our brothers and sisters through whatever they're going through, whatever it is. We need to love them and not judge them. And it's so sad, you know, when we find ourselves being destructive like that. So please, it is not in your best interest or the person that you're putting down best interest for you to talk like that, because what you're doing is you're telling people this is who Christians are. They think they're better than everyone else. That's not, we're not better than anyone else. There's not one person on this planet that we should think we're better than. So let's trust God and act accordingly and love one another as he loves us. I'm telling you, we really got to wake up. We really got to grow up. It's so painful in my heart to hear and see us act like that. It's like we have to grow up. When, you know, come on, guys. And whatever you're going through that caused you to be so pessimistic about others, you know, God can fix that situation for you. You know, I heard the pastor say today, you know, that sometimes people are thinking when they're in the church and they're thinking and their prayer is, hey, God, when these people come in who really needs, you know, to hear your word and grow, please bless them with that. It's like, hello, we need to be praying. God, whatever you can do for me, please help me to grow. Help me to be a better Christian. Help me to be better. It's you know, sometimes we think that we got it all together. We're cool. I'm saved. I'm good. No. God is trying to develop you into being the man or woman that he wants you to be. You know, so stop thinking you're better than other people. Please, please don't think your way is always the right way. You know, sometimes you need to listen because God used other people to bless the kingdom of God, bad people that you may think. Look at Peter. I mean, look at Paul. Paul was a killer of Christians. He was a killer. He was trying to kill. I mean, he was killing Christians. He was terrible. And God used him. He used him. He took his eyesight away from him, made him blind and sit and listen. And God was able to communicate with him through Jesus, his son, and get him to recognize that God and loving Jesus is the right way. And so when he became a man of God and preaching the gospel, he blessed so many people. He blessed so many of us. So God can use those same people that you think you're so much better than to be a blessing to the kingdom. So what gives you the right to think that you can put them down and knock them down? You see, come on, guys. Let's trust God. Let's give him the glory. And let's love on each other and stop beating up on each other. We need each other. We're good together. We could be good together if you allow it to be. But we could destroy each other too. I mean, is that what you want? We have to really be careful. So anyway, you know, we can, as we're getting older and as we're growing, we can survive certain things, but it's still going to cost us. We can survive it, but it's going to cost us. Just like driving a car. You know, you start off with a full tank of gas, and the more you go, the more gas you're going to use. And the more, you know, before you know it, you're down to a half a tank. And if you keep going, you're going to use up more gas. And if you keep on going, you're going to, I mean, but so you can survive these things, but it's going to cost you. And I'm just saying, we have to be careful with what we are allowing ourselves to have to pay for. Because that cost is not just costing you, but it's costing the people that you are beating up and putting down. And it's costing the kingdom of God ultimately. So please stop it. Yourself before you wreck yourself. Grow up and be a servant of Christ
and not some arrogant, I got this, I know what I'm doing, and I'm better than you. No, you're not. No, you're not. You need a wake-up call. We all do. Whenever we get to that point where we think we're better than someone else, we're not. Please. Anyway, guys, so I want to keep praising, because no matter, like I said, what your situation is, where you are in your walk, God is bigger than all of that, and he can bless you right now.
You're bigger than the problem.
Dark Knight. Crazy, Lord. You know, guys, I want to read something to you that really I think is important. That song right there says, "May our homes be filled with dancing. May our streets be filled with joy. May injustice bow to Jesus. As the people I am, as the people turn to pray." So, I mean, just think about this. We should be joyful, and we should turn our lives to Christ, and we should turn to pray as well. But when we are so focused on beating up other people like they are the devil, they're human beings. They're our brothers and sisters. And all we think, people are talking about each other like they're the devil. I hear the Republicans talking about the Democrats like they're devils. I hear the Democrats talking about the Republicans like they're devils. And we're all God's children. You think God's proud of you? You think that makes him proud of you, that you're talking about his child like that? That is his child. And so many of us, we allow other people to dictate to us temperature in the room. You can feel for yourself the temperature in the room. You don't need someone to tell you it's cold or it's hot. You don't need that because you can feel for yourself just like you can think for yourself. You don't need someone to tell you what's right and what's wrong. You can think for yourself. You know yourself. So I'm just begging and asking for you to please trust God. Trust your own spirit, not someone else's spirit. Because they could be off. And you're going to allow others to guide you. Path of destruction. Possibly. That's why we have to pay attention. We have to pay attention. Please pay attention. And trust God. And know that he loves you. But don't let man guide you. Let the Spirit of God guide you. There is no man on this planet that should be telling you who isn't good enough for you and who is good enough for you. There's no human being that can tell you that. You know, God has blessed you with those senses that you need to survive in this world, and you need to use them and not let other people. I'm going to tell you, your mind will try to balance the account before you close the books, because that's who we are as human beings, and we try to figure things out before. That's, we're premature. We're not taking our time and letting it process completely before the book closes, before it's time to close the books. So what that means, you're closing people out of your life prematurely because your mind is telling you that they're no good for you because you heard someone else say that. Don't do that. God does not want us to dislike each other. He wants us to love each other. So I'm saying, as a Christian, pay attention. Don't let your mind close the books before it's time to close the books. Okay? And God is the only one that can tell you when it is time to close the books. Your mind has no idea anything about the account that God has put. Your life is an account, and God is in charge of your account. And he knows the day that you were born, and he knows the day that you will pass away. Don't let anyone else tell you how to manage that account but Jesus. So, it's something that I really thought I should share, because it's crazy that we're beating up on each other. I love loving my friends and even my enemies. Someone hurt me really badly, and all I wanted to do was to go and be where they were, just to ask them why. Why would you do that to me? I didn't do anything to deserve what you're trying to do to me. You know, that's my enemy. I wanted to fix it. In his mind, I guess I was his enemy. In my mind, I'm like, wait, are you crazy? I thought we were friends. Why would you want to hurt me? What did I do? And why can't we talk about it? Why do we have to beat up on each other? Anyway. All right, guys, we've got 10 minutes left in the show. And I just want to thank you so much for tuning in today and being a blessing. And we appreciate you here at Soul Out Records Radio. By the way, this is the weekend. My wife had her 71st birthday. And so happy birthday. Thank you. She looks better than me. That's jacked up. Oh, man. You guys take care and be blessed. And thank you so much for tuning in to Soul Out Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And please, don't let anybody control your mind. God bless you with everything you need to know the difference between right and wrong. And I'm just asking you, just pay attention. God bless you, and thanks for tuning in.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? All creation groaning is a new creation coming, is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst. Is it good that we remind ourselves? Who conquered the grave? And in Jesus my Messiah, hold forever those he loves. Does our God intend to dwell again where he left?
Everybody needs you strong, but life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be here. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be here. Just be here. Just be here. Are on a storm, you wonder if our love is still. But if your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted, in time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes, your life is in my hand. So when you're on your knees and answer seems so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be here. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be here. Just be here. Just you're on.
on your knees, an answer seems so far away. You're not alone, stop holding on and just be here. Your world's not falling apart.